There are probably two main issues that DoD is currently facing with regard to conducting the inventory as envisioned by Congress. The first is actually how they compile the inventory in the first place. You know, in last year's report that we did, we identified that the use of the Federal Procurement Data System as the principal source of information for the inventories wasn't really providing DoD the information needed to compile the inventories. So that was the first thing. The second thing, and I think in this year's report we explored in more detail, is when the department reviews the inventory and looks for such things as whether or not contractors are performing inherently governmental functions, there was a lack of guidance that provided for clear lines of authority, responsibility, and accountability, such that contractors were performing or continue to perform those functions that were identified as inherently governmental in 8 of the 12 cases that we looked at.
Now, that inherently governmental issue has been difficult for just about every agency for years and years and years and years. The guidance that you're talking about, is that guidance as to what is or what is not inherently governmental? Because we've seen over the years that that's even been subjective by administration and even within administrations, depending who's looking at the list.
Well, the guidance that's established by the Office of Federal Procurement Policy has changed recently, I think in September 2011, to add a few more elements to it. But that's not really the guidance we're talking about. You're absolutely correct that kind of determining what is and what isn't inherently governmental, or kind of what's closely associated with inherently governmental, it has been challenging. It is not something that's black and white in many cases, and so it's a judgment call. But in this case, we're talking about the guidance that DoD has issued to its components in the military departments about how to look for, what to assess, and then if you find a contractor, or at least you think a contractor is performing an inherently governmental function, what to do about it. And so that kind of lack of guidance within the department, I think, is really what the focus of our review identified as the issue.
All right. You mentioned that most of the components inside DoD, pretty much everybody besides the Army, is using the Federal Procurement Data System Next Generation. The Army is using its contractor manpower reporting application. Did you get a sense of the quality of the data coming from the CMRA, I guess, since everything's got to be everything has to have an acronym. Did you get a sense of the quality from that data compared to what the FPDS was putting out?
Well, in this year's report, you know, we didn't look at kind of a data reliability assessment of the two systems, because we're really keeping it at a much higher level. Just on the sheer, here's what the information that's contained in both systems between Federal Procurement Data System and CMRA. Can it, if it's entered accurately and if it's populated, you know, properly, could it potentially, you know, meet the needs of the inventory? So we kept it at that level. You know, we've identified in the past, you know, just reliability issues. Both the Federal Procurement Data System has some issues with reliability. And the CMRA system, which we looked at last year a little bit, you know, I think the Army identified that they had some troubles in implementing, you know, in that data system properly as well. So the data systems themselves do have some limitations in both ways, but we really kept it more of if either system was working as intended, could it meet the inventory?
Now, I mentioned as I brought you on the program this afternoon, Tim, that Congress has mandated this inventory. Your report says in 2008, Congress required DoD to compile and review an annual inventory of contractors working under contracts for service. That doesn't sound optional, and yet your report says military departments required reviews for their fiscal year 2009 inventories of contracted services were incomplete. How does that happen? How can they get away with that?
Well, you know, that is one of the things that we found, is that in particular in last year's review, that the Navy, you know, really had no assurance that they conducted the review at all. You know, in that case, you know, the Navy sent out some guidance in September 2010 to its commands and said, all right, go out, conduct the inventory as required, and report back to us in 45 days. Well, the folks at the Navy headquarters really didn't check to see whether or not their commands did that. And so when we went out and talked to three commands, they just hadn't. They said, well, either we didn't know about the requirement or we just didn't do it. And so that, to us, shows a complete lack of internal controls and accountability, which, again, is why our recommendation, says we need to have guidance out there that provides for that kind of clear lines of authority, responsibility, and accountability for making sure that the inventory is conducted properly and that we take action to address any instances of that we find.
Now, you refer to the guidance that DOD put out in December 2011. What's not included in there that deals with the lines of accountability and responsibility that you just talked about?
Well, the guidance that the department put out in December is a good step in the right direction. And in that guidance, they do provide, at a very top level, some requirements for the military departments to follow. And so that's good. And in particular, what they require is that the military departments and defense components are supposed to conduct the review. They're supposed to provide a letter, certify back to DOD, that they've actually conducted the review, the methodology that they used, the, what they found, and kind of a plan of action for anything that they identified that they need to correct. Now, all of those things are tremendous elements, and I think those are vitally essential. But what we found that was more the point is that when it gets down to lower levels within the military departments or defense agencies, that's where we found problems, is that when you're talking about individual commands, whether it be Navy commands, Air Force, or Army, there is where it kind of broke down. So what we really need to have, at least what we think the department should do, is to make sure that when the military departments and defense agencies send down to their commands whatever instructions they're going to do to kind of implement DOD's December guidance, that it provides for a little bit more clarity and specificity about what the military departments and defense agencies expect of their commands.